100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week was stations. Here are the stories that y'all sent in.
Hello, my people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Return of the Thin White Duke. I've been a Bowie fan since 1969. Same year Space Oddity came out, The Who released their rock opera. It was pretty cool in the late 60s to be named Tom. Saw Bowie and The Who in the late 80s. What I remember from the Who concert was hearing loss. What I remember of the Bowie concert was an amazing rendition of Station to Station. It's always best to barely listen to Bowie lyrics, unless you're a Talmudic scholar. From Kiefer to Malkuth is a reference to the Tree of Life. Bowie was ice masquerading as fire. One last thing, went to the Wikia page. It appears Station to Station isn't about trains, it's about stations of the cross. Pretty goddamn weird. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 935 with a prompt of stations. So here's my story. As the police officer drove through the forest, Bilbert wondered if Eureka even had a downtown. He had been right to question it when the patrol car pulled into what looked like a strip mall, and the city police and county sheriff had their stations in the same building. They ushered Bilbert to an interrogation room and locked one cuff to the table. "Aren't you going to read me my rights or something?" Bilbert asked. The officer smiled congenially. "You're not under arrest. We just want to talk about some things." Bilbert looked at the handcuffs and raised an eyebrow. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
This train only really stops at two stations. This one, where you join us, and the next stop, the end of the line. I can see that you're confused. You know there are several stops before yours, and you're wondering why I've ruled them out. The fact is, they don't matter. You've never left the train at those stations before, and you won't be doing so today. Actually, you won't be leaving at your stop either. You'll never reach it. I've removed a section of track, and the train will be wrecked. It's the end of the line. For you.
Good morning, it's Richard, and here's my story. It's called Written by a Human. And this is where the magic happens. Terry opened the door with a flourish, revealing a vast open plan office. a sea of workstations, printers, and telephones. All very impressive. But I was somewhat bemused by the lack of people. "Where is everyone?" I asked. "Oh, we fired them. Replaced the entire workforce, apart from me, and you now, of course, with AI. Cheaper, more efficient, and excellent results every time." I was confused. "So, where exactly do I fit in?" "That's simple. We need someone substandard to cock things up occasionally and give the impression real people work here." "There you go. That's probably how things are going to be. Until next time, goodbye."
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Carrier Pigeon arrives and we unseal the tube. A black scroll falls out. We thread it through the playback machine and listen. Hill 7, 15 minutes after midnight. The sergeant gets the troops armed and ready as we look over the maps. There's no way to Hill 7 without running into the enemy. Maybe if we set a few diversions, light a few fires. But the enemy knows our tricks. We think it over in the mess hall. Maybe. We have the cook lay out his best stuff, lure the enemy in. And the troops head out to Hill 7.
And those are the stories that everyone sent in. If you didn't hear yours or see it on the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, I didn't receive a copy of your story. But I can put it up on the feed in a separate post if you send it in later. Whether it's a day, a month, a year, maybe not a century, but who knows. The next topic is a pick two. Urge infinitesimal. I can't even say that right. You know what? Go to the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com and you'll see the next topic there, somewhere, around. Just keep clicking. Thank you for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.